Oh, okay. Usually it's the other one.
The inputs at the top here.
Oh, I see.
Different. Okay, just one moment while I get my laptop situated.
You got a good show tonight? Some jamming tunes going?
Oh, I got some jamming tunes. I heard you do too?
I do.
Word around the street has it. Hank has some jams coming up. Some jams with
Be
a
ready.
Z. Okay, I'm going to start out my set with some classic emo from 94. So this is Sunny Day Real Estate. Apparently it isn't Sunny Day Real Estate. Let me see what might be going on here. Okay.
There's some technical difficulties. No
yes,
worries.
I'm sorry
no worries.
About that. I hope I'm not detracting you or putting anybody off from listening to our show. I promise it's going to be...
It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. Stay tuned.
Please stick around. Okay, let's try that again. This is Sunny Day Real Estate.
We'll be right back.
Okay, starting off my set there, that was Seven by Sunny Day Real Estate from their 1994 debut, I think it was, called Diary. And the one you just heard was You Know I Should Be Leaving Soon by American Football from their 1999 album, or another debut album, actually, American Football, not to be confused with their 1998 EP, American Football, or their 2016 album, American Football. So, they have some really creative naming there.
I really like that one. I like that last song.
It's good. It's pretty chill, pretty mellow. Kind of melancholic, bittersweet, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I get that vibe for sure.
Okay, anyway, for something a little bit louder, but also atmospheric and chill, whatever you want to call it, this next one is by Deftones. Now, I tried not to play the same artist multiple times, or at least not for a while, on the archive, but I've been really listening to Deftones a lot lately, and this song is pretty killer, so... This is Deftones.
We'll be right back.
Okay, and that one was Cherry Waves by Deftones. That's off their 2006 album Saturday Night Riff. Saturday Night Rest. And apparently the meaning of that album title is a reference to the nerve damage caused when an intoxicated person falls asleep on his or her arm, which apparently is pretty indicative of the inner relationship between the band members at the time. It was pretty strained, lots of substance abuse, lots of arguments. Generally wasn't a very good time for them, but I thought that song was pretty cool. Got some like shoegazy vibe to it. Okay, anyway, moving on. This next song is by Magazine, so I hope you enjoy it.
The man at the center of the mountain. learned to tie his boots.
Okay, that was Motorcade by Magazine from their, again, debut album, Real Life, and that's from 1978. I just heard that album and that artist for the first time this past week, and I think that song in particular sounds like if you took Pink Floyd and Television and Radiohead and put them all in a blender, and I mean that in the absolute best way possible. I don't know, I was really digging it.
Yeah, I was digging it too. It was good. It was good.
Yeah, it's got that Animals vibe.
Yeah, definitely.
I mentioned before. Okay, and now for, again, something pretty different. I'm going to end off my set before we pass things over to DJ Hank with an absolute classic from Bob Dylan.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in a-turning on your light, baby, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's alright. And calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a thinking and a wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby. So I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Okay, as I'm sure you recognized it, that was Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Bob Dylan from his sophomore album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, all the way back from 1963. Yeah, I love that song. Great lyrics, great guitar part. It sounds a lot easier than it is. I've tried learning it, and it's pretty difficult to get it accurately, although he doesn't really play it that accurately. It's kind of sloppy, but... Nonetheless, a great song. Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to deny Mr. Dylan's talent or anything. Okay. By the way, this is DJ EJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, in case you forgot or you're just tuning in now. And we'll pull the usual drill. Well, I switch things over to DJ Hank. We're going to play a little PSA for you all.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car, and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park, getting frisky in the dark. I gave your eye a poke, think the dog is in the bed, do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up, you and me. I never, ever, ever give up.
Give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Hello, Medford. DJ Hank here. Hope
DJ
everyone.
Hank in the building.
DJ Hank is in the building. DJ Hank has been in the building, but DJ Hank has been very tired in the building. Although, thank you to DJ Edward or DJ EJ for playing a wonderful set for us. Thank you.
Why? Thank you. I'm sure yours will be no worse than mine.
So, as I was creating this playlist tonight, I originally had a lot of different things, but then I started tossing on some songs that really started to jam, and I felt that I needed to completely redo my playlist and play some wonderful jamming tunes. So I hope you all enjoy. This is 91.5 Medford, and this is The Archive.
Waiting for the
All right, so that was 25 or 624 by Chicago.
I love that last chord.
Yeah, it is a wonderful song. I always get back in my days of playing the old trumpet, you know, with all that brass.
Some great guitar on there, too.
Yeah, maybe I'll bust that thing out in the studio. No, just kidding. That would be horrible. I cannot play anymore. All right, so we'll continue onward with this next one by Freddie King.
Thank you.
All right, so that first one was Stumble by Freddie King, and that last one, of course, was Layla by Derek and the Dominoes.
What a song.
What a song indeed. Although I feel like you kind of want to transition to the next one on that album, because...
What's the next one?
Isn't it like a thorn tree in the garden or something like that? I don't know, it's like the first...
Probably.
Lyric of the song, but...
I think it's called Thorn Tree in the Garden.
Yeah. It's just like the really sad one about him like talking about the girl who he like really likes. Anyways, so I apologize for the 7 minute long songs, but you're about to get another one, so ooh. I hope you enjoy.
Just keep them coming.
love that ending. Perfect. So that was Jessica by the Allman Brothers, a song that my dad would always play on the radio when we were road tripping. Seems like kind of a classic road trip song.
Does sound like a travel song.
All right, so every week on the archive, or every week that I feel like it, we try to do a little science in the news of the week.
Every week that I remind you.
Yeah, every week that reminds me. So in this week, there's actually a recent study published by the University of Cambridge that found that children get more satisfaction from relationships with their pets than with their brothers or sisters, and that having a pet at home when you're raising a child can be a very positive influence on them. Now, I have a wonderful sister, and I also had a wonderful dog, so I don't know if I'm going to make any statement about that, but both were amazing. I don't know. Edward, did you have a child?
Or
not a child, a pet growing up?
That's a different story. I do have a wonderful sister, but I did have a cat for a few years when I was really little, but nothing after that, actually.
Did you name it Blossom?
No. I can't say I'm as good at naming cats as you are.
Yeah, I have to say. I don't know what was going through my five-year-old mind, but... It's a pretty good cat name.
I think it was my grandparents' cat who we just took after a while.
Oh.
His name was Barney.
Barney. Wow. I like it. All right. Well, we're winding down here on the archive, but thanks for listening.
Thanks for hanging around with us.
Yeah, on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Tuss Freeform Radio.
Hope everyone enjoys their night, and we're going to leave with a little Towns Van Zandt. Hope everyone enjoys.
Mr. $10 man, let me tell where you're bound. Drink your green liquor, Lord, you roll to the ground. But you come around here with your money in your hand. Taste of my woman, where you die, where you stand. Well, Snake Mountain Blues, they got me down low. I could die in the morning, but no one would know. Well, my woman come around, my body she'd find. Go down to Dundee, have her a time. Snake Mountain's gonna crumble, Lord, and fall from the sky. For that woman of mine stops telling her lies. Well, if I die, Lord, she'd weep and she'd mourn. Soon as I's buried, forget I'd been born. Love a black skin woman, she won't do you no wrong. Slow to start moaning, she don't moan for long. Oh, a yellow-headed woman brings nothing but pain. Takes all you give her, where she leaves only shame. Oh, my daddy, Lord, he rides on a long, holy train. First winds of winter, I'll see him again. In his farewell to this yellow-headed misery I've known. Snake Mountain's calling, calling me home.